Okay, greetings and welcome to the Peace Alliance Monthly Action Call for the month of February 2020. My name is Dan Kahn. I'm the Peace Alliance National Field Coordinator, and it's a pleasure to be with you all tonight. Those of you who are here with us live and those of you who are listening to the podcast at some later time. We're excited about this call. We're usually excited about our calls. I think we do a pretty solid job of lining up interesting and empowering topics and opportunities. Tonight we're going to hear from our board president, Terry Mason, who also is a very skilled guide in manifesting dreams and focusing on goals and in creating what we dream of. So we're going to get to take advantage of some of those skills tonight in-house. Terry speaks for a little bit, and then we'll have an actual process where folks will have a chance to engage with us in crafting some goals and deciding what we want to take action on together. After that, I'm going to introduce Kendra Munn, who is with us from the Department of Peacebuilding Committee. She'll give us an update on the Department of Peacebuilding campaign. And after that, we'll have a chance for shares from the field. So we'll want to know if there's something going on in your world, locally or regionally, on the state level, or even nationally with your peacebuilding work, an event or an activity or some campaign work or a particular program you've been involved with. That last 10 minutes will be the time when we'll be happy to hear all about that. And that's the plan for the call. So I'm gonna assume consent. I hope that's all right. I'm not gonna go through the process of checking in. I'm gonna assume if you're here that you're kind of all right with that agenda. And we're gonna go forward. And I'm gonna welcome Terry. And Terry has been at the helm and in the core of Peace Alliance leadership since I showed up on the scene, which was about 2005. And before that, even, she was really helping it to come into being. Along with, let's see, I actually have some of her official bio here that I can share. So she's grateful to have been a member of the board of directors for the Peace Alliance for more than 10 years. After a career as an actor, singer, dancer, touring with Broadway musicals, she moved into corporate America to get her evenings and weekends back. For the past 10 years, she has worked with Accenture, currently in the Solutions IQ division as an agile coach. So she's been working with corporate clients to help them to adapt to changing environments. And in 2019, she became certified in relationship systems coaching. So she's continued to work with her Accenture clients, but has also been working with private groups of clients like us to coach them to higher levels of connection and communication. Terry is married to the darling Paul Chapekian, I added darling, an actor with a background in comedy, improv, and film production. And Paul may be seen as Dimitri, the Greek restaurant owner, in a currently running Jardiance commercial. They happily live in northern Los Angeles with their dog, Jenny, and host many gatherings of friends from holiday dinners to house concerts in the backyard in the summer months. And it's my privilege to cooperate with Terry on a weekly basis and to introduce her to you all now. So Terry, what have you got for us?
Oh boy, thanks, Dan. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here tonight. I would like to ask everybody to take a deep breath and kind of relax. Just relax, take a deep breath, exhale. And let your shoulders relax, drift away from your earlobes. And kind of squeeze the center of your back together to uncurl your shoulders. And let your body sit in your seat and feel the weight of your body in your chair. Put your feet on the ground and feel the connection that you have to your body and your breath. And take a breath, inhale, and exhale. What we're going to focus on today are dreams. The dreams that we have when we're conscious and awake. The dreams that we have for our lives and for our world. Arnie Mandel says that dreams talks about the hidden forces that shape our reality. You can see clouds move, but you can't see the wind. We can see the tides come and go, but we really don't feel the moon's gravity that creates that. The same way dreams and fears and expectations can have an unconscious but powerful impact in how we create the world that we live in. Most of us have the experience of finding ourselves disappointed in how a birthday party came about or different things happened. I mean, maybe the party was large and successful, and maybe people had a good time. But the next day you realize you secretly hoped for dancing and there wasn't any dancing, but you didn't really make that happen. You had a high dream, your best hope, but somehow it led to disappointment. So what we're going to talk about today, and I'd like everyone to be engaged, to talk about your dreams for 2020. What you want to see, what you want to exist in, what you want to come to fruition. Don't leave the dancing behind. Let's talk about it. Let's reveal it. Let's find out what's going on. Because if we talk about it, we have a much better chance of making it happen than if we don't. A few ground rules. Because we are the Peace Alliance, we are a nonpartisan, transpartisan organization. So none of the dreams that are to be focused on today, that are to be verbalized, can be spoken about supporting any individual candidate or against any individual candidate that's running. Also, we are very much of a pro organization. We are not anti anything. We are in favor of, and that's a very conscious choice because we feel very strongly that what we are in favor of, we can actually take action on. And what we are against, we are pushing against, and it's a negative space. So the dreams we need to enact are dreams in favor of things that we want to see. And the third thing is, because there are many of us on the call, we want to keep this short. We want to keep our dream sharing relatively concise. So my request of you is that you keep the storytelling, the context, away from your share and practice a technique called bottom lining. What's the bottom line? What's your dream? We don't need to hear the whole story. We're going to get the intention, and your intention is what you're going to put out in the world tonight. Does everybody agree to those conditions? Thumbs up? Okay, for people who are showing themselves, we have thumbs up. Okay, so I'm going to invite everyone. I mean, one by one, raise your hand or speak out. Dan, are they all unmuted at the same time or what can we do?
Right now, people have muted themselves. So they they should be able to unmute themselves. If you're on the phone, you unmute yourself by pressing *9.
Cool.
I'm sorry, *6. *9 is to raise your hand. *6 is to mute.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Who wants to go first? Be brave.
So just the bottom line of a dream, and to review, we're not going to endorse any, we're not going to speak for any particular candidate or against any particular candidate for president or another race. That's one guideline. And we want to be in favor of something and we want to keep it short.
Right.
Anybody feeling it yet? I think Judy's ready. Yeah, go ahead, Judy.
Let's see. I want our nation and the world to find its center and to have that center express all the best values we have as human beings, as citizens, and as all the roles we play as parents and grandparents and children and givers and takers, and just that we hold the best values, and that we do that by coming from our centered space or centered selves.
Thank you, Judy. Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Yes.
I would like to see restorative practices and restorative justice practices grow and spread and become very much more widely available in our education system and in our criminal judicial system, both proactive practices and remedial practices.
Thank you. Who else?
I see a hand up. It's 707 347.
It's Kendra. And I would like to expand your wish, Dan, and include caucuses and practices within our legislatures and Congress for restorative practices.
Thank you, Kendra. Yes. Vanessa, you need to unmute yourself.
There we go. I got it.
There you go.
I would like to see the creation of more just and sustainable communities. Right now, there is a lot of environmental destruction going on for profiteering, and I'd like that to be reversed and have transformative justice take its place, starting small. I would love people to be able to realize that each word they say has power, and that each deed they do can make a difference and make a change. I'm a member of an indivisible group in my area, and there are a lot of small actions going on that are making a big difference, so I'd like to see that continued.
Nice, thank you.
Starting to crystallize some sense of what your dreams for this year look like.
I encourage you to dream big. Dream big. Paint a picture of what you want to see. Yes, Vanessa.
Okay, if I go again?
Sure.
Since you asked for big dreams, I'm going to go for it. I would like to see a complete end to war.
Ooh.
That is my big dream.
That's a big one. Good. Good bottom lining, too.
Yeah, George, go ahead.
Hello, good evening. I'm George Laws. Dream I'd like to share is one of helping to build tools through technology, like digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, and other emergent realities, to allow people to utilize their capacity to consume and share with each other in a way that empowers organizations to actually build the positive relationships and support so that that dream of ending war becomes real through actual positive peace. So not just the absence of violence, but the conditions of justice and unity. And I think that there are people out there who are working on those tools, and my dream is to plant some seeds and help them spread.
Beautiful. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Who else would like to share a dream?
Oh, I see a hand up. It's 571-443. I can unmute you if you're puzzling over the unmute. You're unmuted, 571.
Hi. Oh, okay. Hi. This is Dee.
Hi, Mr. Dee. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great. Yeah. How are you?
Thank you.
How
are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry. My name is Steve. I'm with everybody else. With the end of war, absolutely. We like all the soldiers to be home with their families. The Congress, I would love for Congress to do what's right for everyone. And most of all, I would love to see the children and animals to be in peace. Mm. Just peace on earth, just a total peace on earth, you know, almost like heaven. You know, that's my dream.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So much richness coming up.
Yeah.
It's bubbling up for people. Lots of common threads. Beautiful visions. So much we can do together. The dreams are not always out of reach, but they need to be understood. They need to be verbalized. They need to be crystallized in your mind. And it takes a little effort sometimes to see them. We get sucked into reality. But dreaming is a place of what's possible. It's a place of what might be and can be. It's a powerful way to harness thoughts, make them conscious to this group. We can create a conscious design of where we want to go, where we want to be. Was someone else going to speak?
This is Nancy. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, awesome. I dream of a U.S. Department of Peace building to sustain our vision and reality for a culture of peace without wars and without violence.
It's really a cornerstone for us, the Peace Alliance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dreams can really subtly impact how we behave in the world too. We see them and acknowledge them, our behavior shifts day to day. They can emotionally shape our outcomes of how we behave and what we do. It's a powerful tool, dreaming. Does anyone else want to share? Okay. If no one else wants to share, then I mean, we can kind of encapsulate what we've gotten out of everyone. What's surfaced, what's bubbled up. And I mean, I took a few notes, and Dan, you can help me. Have a nation and a world find its center around the values of human beings, the restorative practices to grow and spread and educate around criminal and just judicial systems, to have the caucuses and practices within Congress for those things as well, for restorative practices. More just and sustainable communities to reverse the environmental damage. A complete end to war. I heard that a couple times. And to help build tools and technology, digital currencies, to allow people and organizations to build support and actual positive peace and justice and unity. Along with the end of war, having our soldiers come home to be with their families. And for Congress to do what's right for us, for humanity, for the people in this country. And for children and animals to know peace. And for the U.S. Department of Peacebuilding to be enacted to sustain this vision and this culture of peace and nonviolence. Those are the things I've heard so far. Is anything else coming up for anyone?
I heard two other things just to add in. I heard transformative justice was mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I also heard that people, that we realize and understand the power of all words and of all deeds. Awareness of the power that we're wielding all the time with our words and our actions.
Dan, this is Geraldyn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Geraldyn.
I just finally figured out how to do this. Yes. Of course, anyone that knows me, my big dream has always been to end violence against women, which of course I know we need to end violence to all people for that to be accomplished. But that still remains a high priority and part of what would happen if we all can contribute to Nancy's dream, which I think we all do, in terms of building our U.S. Department of Peacebuilding. That's it.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, Geraldyn. So the high dream of ending violence against women and against all people. Is there anything else that's coming up for anyone? Vanessa?
Yeah, Vanessa.
You're on mute. There you are.
Here I am. I would like to see an end to factory farming. I'm an animal activist as well for cats and dogs and pocket pets and all kinds of companion animals and for farm animals. And I think all violence against animals needs to be stopped. Animals deserve as much respect and dignity as we do. We're all sentient beings and we have so much in common.
So let's frame the dream that way so that all animals are given as much freedom as all of us have.
Yes. And war impacts all of that. The environment, the animals, mm-hmm. humans, everything intersects.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that violence needs to stop. We mm-hmm. need to start valuing life again. Part of that is healing trauma.
So valuing life and healing trauma.
I'd love to go into an explanation of intergenerational trauma, but I don't know if we have time. I was reading My Grandmother's Hands by Rezma Menachem. And I recommend that book to everybody. It talks about how trauma can be passed down through DNA from generation to generation, causing the cycle of violence, of war, and torture to continue to this day and into the future. Without people healing their own traumas, that cycle of violence will continue. Healing trauma on a communal basis needs to happen too. I'd like to see that happening. Lots and lots of healing.
Healing. Lots and lots of healing. Love that. So I ask everyone to take another breath, deep breath, and just think about all of these dreams. Let them sink in. These can be real. They are real. They're real dreams. And dreams are where things start. Dreams are where things begin. And by stating them, by saying them out loud, they become more real. And all the dreams that everyone has stated tonight have now become real for everyone here. And this collective consciousness, I suggest, can give more power to all of those dreams. Everyone here will carry all these dreams with us in our consciousness and our awareness. It might creep in here and there as the days go by, but they'll come in. Everyone's dreams here are more alive today because they've been shared. And I encourage you to share your dreams with the people in your life, in your community, in your family. Not only the dreams that have been shared here tonight, although these are pretty amazing, wonderful dreams, but all of your dreams. Share your dreams. Because by speaking them out loud and sharing them, they are given more life and breath. And everything that exists started with a thought, unspoken, and then was spoken, and then was acted upon. This is the first step to acting upon it and making it real. So I'm grateful for everyone here for sharing these wonderful dreams, and I intend to carry all of them with me. And I encourage you to do the same. Take another breath. Breathing is a powerful dreaming tool, by the way. Dan, if no one else has anything to share, then I'll hand off to you.
Okay, sounds good. And I think when we get into the DOP update, there'll be an opportunity to think more specifically about some actions that have been getting taken and that may be taken in the future to manifest that particular dream, which, as folks have noted, the dream of a Department of Peacebuilding does carry with it also the promise of a lot of the things that we've talked about more safety and protection from harm for women and for various animals, and more restorative practices and towards an end to war. So that's one practical step towards a lot of these dreams by the by. So I think we're gonna hear more some strategies for action around that. No pressure, Kendra, but Nancy's here to pitch in as well, I'm sure. Hey, getting back to my agenda, make sure that's what this is now time for. Yes. It's now my pleasure to introduce again. You heard from Kendra Mann, and you're about to hear from her again. Kendra is a member of our illustrious and marvelous Department of Peacebuilding Committee, which has been holding the torch aloft and staying the course at the core of the campaign to create a Department of Peacebuilding, and is here with an update for us. Kendra, you ready to go?
Sure. Thank you, Dan. So first of all, just we want to say that the Department of Peacebuilding is an idea that goes back into history. You can learn more about it on the Peace Alliance website. And clicking on Department of Peacebuilding, there's a whole bunch of information. And one of the things is actually, if you click on it, you can send information to your member of Congress in support of the Department of Peacebuilding after you've read it. But right now, we have a program going, an effort going. We call it the Season for Nonviolence, which is a time, a 64-day period celebrated around the world from January 30th to April 4th to study and practice the principles of nonviolence and as embodied by so many of the people that we idolize, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, on and on. So during this season for nonviolence, besides studying nonviolence, we want to put into practice advocacy for the Department of Peacebuilding legislation, which is in Congress, H.R. 1111, by Representative Barbara Lee. So what we're doing, if you look on the Department of Peacebuilding page, there's one of the choices is SNV, Season for Nonviolence, 20 for 2020. And if you click on that, there's an action sheet with 20 legislators, members of Congress from around the country that we're asking people to call their offices and express your support for ending war, restorative justice and practices in our schools, and all of the things we talked about tonight, whatever it is your key part of making peace in our country and the world, because that's the thing you're most passionate about. And when you call, there, it only takes a few minutes. The telephone numbers are there on the action sheet. I usually ask if there's somebody that I can talk to on the staff, and often they tell me that nobody's available. And I usually ask for the legislative director. And sometimes they'll give me the email or give me a chance to leave a message for that person. If none of those things work, then I say, well, I would like to tell you about the Department of Peacebuilding legislation. This is usually a young intern who is there in the office for a temporary period, but they're the future. So, and who knows, they may run for Congress one day. And so I tell them about the Department of Peacebuilding, and following my friend Maggie's lead, I say to them, look it up on your computer, if you would, please, H.R. 1111, and read the bill, because I think you'll be really inspired by it. And so that's the way we spread the word. And if you would like to call your own member of Congress, that would be ideal, because they listen the most to their own constituents. But this is a national bill, so we can all call a member of Congress, no matter which part of the country they're in. And so we'd appreciate it if you would do that. If there's any questions, that would be fine.
So does anybody have any questions for Kendra about the Department of Peacebuilding, the bill, or the campaign, or the Season for Nonviolence, or navigating the website, having those conversations with congressional staff? Any questions for Kendra about anything that she's covered? Again, if you're on the phone, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself just with *6. Anybody have questions for Kendra? And moving forward, if you have questions about getting more involved with the Department of Peacebuilding campaign, you can reach Nancy at peacealliance.org. That's Nancy at peacealliance.org. And there's a specific, another national phone call for the Department of Peacebuilding campaign specifically. You have to remind me, Kendra, is it the first Wednesday or the second Wednesday?
It's actually the third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday. I didn't know this.
5 o'clock Pacific, and at 8 o'clock. Is that right? 8 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're wanting to get more involved specifically with that campaign in an ongoing way, email nancy@peacealliance.org and get those details. And you can find most of it on our website as well. All right. I guess that wraps that up. And we can move on into field shares. So this is a chance if folks are working on specific campaigns, if there are things that you're engaged in, if you have events that you want to let folks know about, if you have some news, victories, challenges, this is a chance to share any of that. So again, there are few enough of us that you can simply unmute yourself or you can raise your hand if you want to sort of test the waters. But anybody have anything to share from the field? I could, but I'll leave space for a moment to let other folks step up if you're feeling it. Sure, Judy, go ahead. Can you unmute yourself or you need me to? Hold on, you're still muted. Let me do it. Wait.
There. Hi. Yeah, I wanted, my brother wasn't able to be on the call tonight, but he is hosting two musical events in Memphis, Tennessee. If anybody on the call knows anybody in Memphis, they are welcome to go. They're going to be doing two concerts. And if you are interested in any more information about that, you can certainly reach me at, Judy at the Peace Alliance. They will be the last weekend of the month. I don't have my calendar right in front of me, but I will get it in a second. There's a Saturday and a Sunday performance in the afternoons. One is at a church and the other is at a club. So, and I know the musicians well, and they're really fantastic people and very talented musicians and songwriters, and they've had a huge career, very interesting people. So don't know if there's anybody that knows anybody in Memphis or anybody from Memphis here, but that is a lovely opportunity for people. And the other thing is that I had the opportunity to go to the California retreat. Kendra, I don't know if any of you are going to talk about that this evening, so I won't go any further, but that was really, it's always wonderful to go to retreats and events, Peace Alliance events, scattered around the country and see people you haven't seen in a year or whatever. It was just really nice. And the people, Kendra and Nancy were the organizers, and they just did a really, really beautiful job. So I really was so pleased to have been able to be there.
Thanks, Judy. And for folks who don't know, Judy is another one of our board presidents. We have two board presidents.
We've got so many.
Worked out. Yeah, so Judy is another longtime core member of the Peace Alliance leadership. And her brother, Pete, is also on our board, Pete Atticott. Is that his last name correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm assuming that the musical events you're talking about are Peace Alliance related? Are these benefits?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yes. They're both sponsored by the Peace Alliance. I guess that's the most important point. They're sponsored by the Peace Alliance.
It's going to be a concert. Yeah. That's what I figured.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're kind of fundraisers and outreach educational events.
Perfect. It's tempting to get over there to Memphis, and maybe I can get there for the last week.
That would be great. I'd love to see you. You could, I'm sure, stay at their house.
that sounds like fun. I'll seriously think about it. Great things about Memphis.
We'll send you some info.
Never been.
You'd love the performers. They're wonderful.
I bet I would.
They travel all over the country.
Uh-huh. I'll really think about it.
Dan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Nancy. Nancy Merritt is the council lead on our Department of Peacebuilding cornerstone for our Leadership Council of the organization. Also a long-time leader. Go ahead, Nancy.
So I wanted to add a little bit to what Judy said. We had our mostly folks from Northern California came to this, which is, we've had, this is our 13th annual retreat. And there were about 20 folk there, and it was really good. A lot of, I just call it a connection injection. We had a lot of time to be with each other and share. It was great, and I'm exhausted, but it was really good. And then in California, we've been working for a year now on a bill in the California State Legislature. It's AB 656 to create an Office of Healthy and Safe Communities, and it's passed through several committees in the Assembly, some committees in the State Senate, is now in, I guess it's in the Appropriations Committee. Geraldine can tell you a little bit more about that, but it's kind of a state level Department of Peace Building Office for Violence Prevention. So we're continuing to work on that, and our folks in New Mexico are continuing to work on a New Mexico Office of Peace Building.
Wonderful. Thanks, Nancy. I can give a little bit of an update from Florida, just to let folks know. Through my involvement with the Peace Alliance, I got a lot more connected with the world of restorative justice and restorative justice practices. And then about 3 years ago, I became the executive director of the Florida Restorative Justice Association. And last weekend, FRJA, Florida Restorative Justice Association, we hosted our second statewide conference, and we had about 130 people there, people in law enforcement, education, public administration. There were law professors, there were law students, there were formerly incarcerated people, there were young people who are in the foster care system who've been benefiting from restorative practices. So extremely gratifying to have these people come together and learn from each other and share a lot of openness, vulnerability, healing, care. And we also have a chance to influence policy in the legislature this session. We've got the ear of a couple of key legislators, and a lot of really promising stuff happening in policy and programs on the ground in restorative practices in Florida. So I'm proud and pleased to be part of that movement and to let you guys know a little bit about what's happening there. Anybody else from your corner of the world? While we've got a little bit of a lull, I'll remind folks that this call is being recorded and it's available as a podcast that can be downloaded from our website. If you want to revisit this and check in with your own dreams or the dreams of others or share this with friends, you can find it on the Peace On page of our website. And also to remind folks that if you enjoy what we do as an organization, as a movement, and you would like to support that financially, is one way that you can do that. If you go to our website, peacealliance.org, there's a place where you can become a contributing member. You can give a one-time donation of money, or you can become a monthly sponsor. And that basically helps us keep the lights on, helps us pay for the Zoom subscription. There are stipends for folks on the Leadership Council. We really run this on a community level. We don't have a shiny office. We don't take fancy trips. We just do what it takes to move the policies and the programs forward that we believe in, and to keep this movement in forward motion. So welcome to support us if you are called to do that. If it's in your heart to lay down your credit card and make some of that happen, we would welcome the support. Anybody else feeling?
I could add something, of course.
Sure.
At least people think we aren't working on other levels. We are working with the Global Alliance, Departments and Ministries of Peace, working with folks from all kinds of other countries. There will be a conference. Not sure what the date will be yet, but you all will let you know. And then in Oakland, quite a few of us supported the creation citywide Department of Violence Prevention. So I know people are working on every level, and I know all of you are too. So thank you for everything you're doing.
Thanks, Nancy.
Hey, Dan, the only other thing I just want to mention is about our blueprint for peace. Mm-hmm. There have been almost 8,000 messages sent to elected officials from people taking that action. And that can be found on the website. I was looking for a chat on the Zoom, and I don't seem to see one, but I was hoping to post the link there. But you go to thepeacealliance.org, and it's on the first page. It's on the home page, Blueprint for Peace. I encourage you to look at it, check it out if you haven't. It's essentially a blueprint, a path for elected officials to take that are based on all five cornerstones of peace building that we advocate for. And you can, with one action, contact all of your elected officials, state and federal. So it's a really powerful thing to do.
Great reminder. Thanks, Terry. Glad you brought that up. Okay, any other field news or questions to folks who've spoken so far? If you have a question about what you've heard and want clarification or more information, it's our time. All right, well, I'll take that as completion. I can go ahead and start the sign-off process unless you have anything more you want to add, Terry, as sort of a wrap-up.
Just carry your dreams forward. Carry your dreams. Keep them alive. Mm. And thank you for sharing them.
Amen. Amen. And I'll just pile on to that with one of my usual favorite quote to close with, which is from Eleanor Roosevelt. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Mm-hmm. So with that, wishing you all a beautiful evening, and I hope you hold your dreams and the dreams of all of us with care and great, great effect. I'm going to unmute everybody and have a chance to say any final goodbyes or thank yous or anything else you want to say to each other. And again, thanks for being with us, and good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Good night.
Hello.
Dreaming.
This is Reverend Carolyn Wilkins in New Mexico. I was trying to get in, but I couldn't. There was no way to unmute from my Apple phone. But I just want to say that I'm participating and look forward to connecting with someone else. I've been involved with Agape International Spiritual Center for many years and am now in New Mexico.
Great. Okay. Welcome. Glad we got to hear your voice, and feel free to drop a line to any of us. Dan at peacealliance.org, Nancy at peacealliance.org, Terry at peacealliance.org. You can find us.
Thanks so much, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.